Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, the DevOps Lifecycle. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding DevOps Principles in the DevOps Engineering for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the complete DevOps lifecycle, including the key stages of planning, coding, building, testing, releasing, deploying, operating, and monitoring, as well as the significance of each stage in the software development process. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe the complete DevOps lifecycle and understand its importance in driving successful software delivery. Main content overview of the DevOps lifecycle. The DevOps lifecycle is a series of phases that facilitate continuous development and delivery of software. Each phase plays a critical role in ensuring that applications are built, tested, and deployed efficiently and effectively. Let's break down these phases. Planning. This is where the foundation of the project is established. Teams gather requirements, set goals, and prioritize features. Effective planning ensures that everyone is aligned and has a clear understanding of the project's objectives. Coding. During this phase, developers write the actual code for the application. Collaboration is key here, as developers often work together using version control systems to manage changes and maintain code quality. Building. The build phase involves compiling the code into executable files. Automated build tools help streamline this process, ensuring that code changes are integrated smoothly and efficiently. Testing. Testing is crucial to identify bugs and verify that the application meets the required specifications. Automated testing frameworks can run a suite of tests to check for functionality, performance, and security vulnerabilities. Releasing. Once testing is complete, the application is prepared for release. This phase involves packaging the application for deployment and making it available to users. Deploying. In this phase, the application is pushed to production environments. Automation tools assist in deploying updates quickly and securely, minimizing downtime and reducing the risk of deployment errors. Operating. After deployment, the application must run smoothly in the production environment. Operations teams monitor system performance to ensure that everything functions as expected. Monitoring. Continuous monitoring is essential for detecting issues in real time. Monitoring tools track performance metrics, user interactions, and system health, providing valuable insights that inform future improvements. Importance of each phase. Understanding the significance of each phase in the DevOps lifecycle is vital for successful software development. Here's a closer look at why each phase matters. Planning. Good planning mitigates risks and lays the groundwork for successful execution. It helps teams avoid scope creep and ensures resources are allocated effectively. Coding. Collaborative coding fosters innovation and quality. With version control systems, teams can easily manage changes and track progress. Building. Automated builds reduce manual errors and save time. They ensure that every code change is integrated and tested before moving forward, leading to higher quality software. Testing. Early and continuous testing helps catch issues before they escalate. Automation in testing enhances efficiency and allows for more frequent releases. Releasing. A structured release process ensures that stakeholders are informed and prepared for changes. It promotes user confidence and satisfaction. Deploying. Automation in deployment reduces the risk of human error and allows for more frequent updates. It enhances the ability to respond to market demands rapidly. Operating. Effective operations ensure that applications remain reliable and perform well. This phase is critical for user retention and satisfaction. Monitoring. Continuous monitoring provides insights that can drive further development. It helps teams identify areas for improvement and adapt to changing user needs. Examples. Let's consider a couple of relevant examples from the finance and fintech context to illustrate the DevOps lifecycle in action. Online banking application. When developing an online banking platform, the planning phase involves gathering requirements from stakeholders, including security features and user experience enhancements. During coding, developers might use a version control system like Git to collaborate on features like fund transfers. Automated builds ensure that every code change is compiled and tested, while continuous monitoring tools like New Relic keep track of system performance, allowing for rapid responses to any issues. Fintech mobile app. A fintech startup may follow the DevOps lifecycle by first planning their app features based on user feedback. As they code, they utilize automated testing frameworks to ensure that their payment processing system is secure and efficient. During deployment, they might use containerization technologies like Docker to ensure that their app runs consistently across different environments. Ongoing monitoring helps them swiftly address user complaints and improve app performance in real time. Conclusion. In summary, the DevOps lifecycle is a comprehensive framework that facilitates efficient software development and delivery. Each phase is planning, coding, building, testing, releasing, deploying, operating, and monitoring, plays a crucial role in ensuring the success of software projects. By understanding and applying the principles of the DevOps lifecycle, you can contribute to more effective and streamlined development processes in your organization. In our next lesson, we will dive deeper into the tools and technologies that support the DevOps lifecycle, enhancing our understanding of how to implement these practices effectively. Reflection questions: how does effective planning contribute to the success of the DevOps lifecycle in your projects? In what ways can automation improve the quality of the software during the testing and deployment phases? Reflect on a time when monitoring systems helped you resolve an issue in a project. What insights did you gain from that experience?